I think that I'm a newscaster or something, that something's going to pop up and I'm going to tell you the breaking news. Anyway, good morning, Glenn Coble with It's a Progressive Life. And we're going to talk about something that, well, as I've told you several times before, I tend to get my ideas for the show some night, usually Thursday, sometimes Friday, but usually Thursday night. Probably around 3 o'clock in the morning when the dog wakes me up to take her out. And then I'm up for the next 3 or 4 hours working on the show. I can almost count on it now, and this week is no exception. Had a good week, though, I guess. Did a lot of things. I planted my bell peppers and tomatoes, getting ready for this spring. My wife has informed me we're going to drive out to California, though, in June, which means my poor plants will not get watered for about a month or 3 weeks or whatever. But I do have neighbors and a sister-in-law that lives right down the street, so they'll keep an eye on everything. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. When I do take a long trip, I usually let the local policeman know about it. And it's kind of interesting. They'll go by several times a day and apparently at night and watch for anything that might be going on. But that's a good thing about cultivating excellent neighbors who know us and I would be very suspect if something went on while I happened to be out of town. Still have the cold. It's gone, but I still have the cough. Kind of annoying. But anyway, Thursday night, again, I was up for several hours trying to decide, because I had been asked by more than one person if I was going to run for office again. I really didn't know how to respond to them. I have for years wanted to run for the representative's office, the federal office, which right now is held by Jim Jordan. I've wanted to run for that, but a very competent lady did run for it, Janet Garrett, and Janet has explained to me that she's not planning to get back into the running. So I've been toying with the idea. If my wife is listening, it's just toying with the idea. Janet spent 3 terms running against Jim Jordan and did an excellent job, but much like my run for state representative, came out on the short end of the stick. Now, she got more votes than I did. She worked harder. She had a good campaign committee that really helped her work very hard. But still, she came out on the short end of the stick. And I talked to her briefly, and she said to me she had worked at enough. 3 terms was just enough. And she's a former teacher, and I'm sure she has some retirement, and I hope she enjoys the freedom of not going out knocking on doors and shaking hands. But what I did on Thursday night is I started thinking about, why should I run? Why should anybody run for office? Why should I not run for office? Why should anybody not run for office? And I started to think, well, that would be a decent topic for a show, because I'm sure there are people within my listening voice area that might be interested in running for office. But so I put together a few questions. I read a few articles. One of the articles I read talked about why you should run and why many candidates do run. And some candidates run because they feel slighted by their opponent or their local government. You know, you have a backup in sewer and it wrecks your front yard and nobody ever did anything about it. You didn't like the person personally that became the mayor of your state city. Things like that. And people get angry about some pretty silly things. But if it gets personal, that's one of the reasons why candidates do run for office, so that they can stick it to their opponent, the person that they don't like. And I never had that feeling. The lady I ran against for state representative seemed like a very nice lady. I disagreed with some of her ideas, but she seemed like a nice lady. She seemed like a sincere lady. The one thing that we absolutely disagreed on is she believed, I think she actually voted on the heartbeat bill, and I think that's, I disagree with that. Anyway, then many candidates choose to run just to stroke their own ego, you know. And I'll get more into that as we go along. That's something that I would suspect a lot of them get into it for. They like the spotlight. They like to be able to tell people how great they are. Some candidates choose to run for office just because they like to win races. They just like to win. It's a competitive thing. And some candidates run because they legitimately want to change policies and make a difference in other people's lives. Well, so I started thinking about whether I should run or not. I read an article by William O'Dell about whether I should run for office or why not to run for office. I thought that was quite interesting. Why not to run for office? There are reasons why you shouldn't run for office. and his reasons are, you think you're a shoo-in. That's a reason not to run for office. If you think you're a shoo-in, you may not be able to use your brain in helping other people. You just think, I'm a shoo-in, so I'm owed it, that's not a very good basis for making decisions that'll affect people throughout the area that you're running in. And naturally, another thing that you shouldn't run, reason why you shouldn't run, is that you have that grudge that I talked about briefly. Somebody that you want to get even with, somebody that you want to rub mud in their face, that type of thing. That is a reason not to run for office. If that's what you believe, if that's what you feel, your motivation is wrong. I was told I've run for two offices, township trustee, which I lost by 800 votes, and also state representative, which I lost much more soundly. I never ran for those offices because I had a grudge against the other candidate. Quite the contrary. In most cases, I didn't know my opposition, which was probably not good. even this last time, well, that was when I was running for trustee. I got to know who they were. I didn't really get into the good and the bad of my opponents. That was not why I was running. And if I had gone through this checklist when I ran for trustee, I probably wouldn't have run. I probably didn't have the correct motivation. One of the things you need to do if you're going to run for office is you need to really have a sit-down talk with yourself and find out why you really want to run. Dig into it. Be brutally frank with yourself. If you find that you're only doing it for ego, maybe you ought to let somebody else run. If you find you're doing it to get even, maybe you ought to let somebody else run. There are people that run because, and this is another thing that Mr. O'Dell said is a reason not to run for office, you have authority issues. Now, I probably, my wife would probably tell you I have authority issues, but my authority issues are I don't like to be told what to do. And I think a lot of people have that feeling. But that's not what Mr. Odell meant by it. He meant when it really comes down to it, you just like bossing people around. You like to be the authority. That is one of the areas that I can honestly say I've never, I don't believe I really enjoy being the boss and pushing people around. That wouldn't be one of the things that that would have cut me out. Another thing, another reason why you shouldn't run for office is if you have a drug problem or a sex addiction or a criminal record. And I'm lucky enough to say no on all three counts. The criminal record, I think I've been, when I was a youngster, I did get a DUI. I was in my 20s. I think that's the only thing I've ever had other than speeding, a couple of speeding tickets. So I pretty much cleared myself of those three problems. A lot of people, and I'm afraid that we've seen this in the news fairly recently, a lot of people get into office just for the perks, the things they get out of being in office. We've heard the term emoluments raised quite a bit around the Trump camp, the Trump presidency. But emoluments are not just the only things. There are people that love to get, you know, free dinner. They like to get all sorts of free, you know, attaboys with you know, trophies and that sort of thing. If that's why you're running for office, you probably shouldn't run for office. That's not what it's all about. The perks that come along with getting elected, quite often, in my opinion, are given to people to get something back out of them. Rarely are perks given to people out of altruistic thoughts. This is probably the reason why, one of the major reasons why I ran for state representative. No one else would take the job. I believed, and the Democratic Party last year, when they were lining up candidates to run for office, nobody was interested in running for state representative in District 56, I believe is what this is, 56 or 58. Anyway, nobody was interested in running for the office I ran for. I would have gladly sat aside and let somebody else. But as it got closer and closer to the filing deadline, I realized nobody was. All of a sudden, well, I just decided that somebody had to speak for my side of the ticket. So I jumped in, started shaking hands and kissing babies, which I enjoy immensely. I love going, well, I don't love it, but I enjoy going door to door and shaking hands with people. That is a perk that I enjoy out of doing it. But that was probably half of the reason why I got into it. You have your own personal agenda. That's another reason you shouldn't get into, which has nothing to do with why you want to govern. Your own personal agenda kind of goes hand in hand with some of the other things I've talked about. You want to get even with somebody. You want to, you own a company and you want to be able to sell more of your product because people know who you are. There are a lot of personal agenda things that can cause somebody to want to get in there because they think of it as a position of power that can bring them goods and more power and services when maybe they don't deserve it. The other reason why you shouldn't get into it, and I think this is the main reason why you shouldn't get into it, is you don't want it. You really have to want that office. I knew I was probably not going to get the office when I ran for state representative, just because the district is so gerrymandered to deliver the Republican vote. So, and also, it's a pretty. It has been quite often a pretty red district. But it wasn't even a week before the election. I still wanted the office. I really did want to help the Ohioans get what we deserve. And I really wanted it, even though I was realistic to know that the chance was slim. The night before the election, I still thought, well, maybe there's a chance. And it didn't turn out that way. But if you're going to run for office, you need to know that you have to want to do it. There are a lot of things that are not so much fun that you have to do. I spent hours and hours driving between Union County and Marion County. I went to events that were not much fun. I shook hands with more people than I can tell you. I do enjoy doing that. But all in all, I would have preferred to go watch my grandkids play ball. That's something you don't get a chance to do while you're running, especially if you're running for an office like I was running for, a statewide office, because there is so much traveling and shaking hands and speaking. I love the public speaking. And that was probably the one of the main reasons why I got into it. Not that I just liked speaking. I liked being able to, you know, do like I'm doing today, or like I do on my show, explain why I feel the way I feel. And that was kind of a benefit for me. Now, I read another article, and it said I had to sit down and enumerate the reasons I didn't want to run, or why I shouldn't run. Well, so I did that. And let's talk a little bit about that. And these will be, in many cases, if you're thinking about running for office, these are things that you need to think about, because I bet a lot of people shouldn't run because of these things. I hated asking for money. I'm not real fond of asking other people for help. I've always been told if you ask for help, you have to give help. And I don't mind the giving of the help, but I hate to be in the situation where I owe someone. You know, that's just me. I'm sorry. But asking for money just felt... I remember my father saying, and you probably all remember, my dad was a Methodist minister. He told me one time the hardest sermon that he ever had to give, and he gave it once a year, was trying to raise money for the church. He said that is just a horrible sermon to have to get. And they always did it on about the same time every year, and they had to go and ask for money. And it's just something that was ingrained in my head, that asking people for money is unseemly. Well, there are people that do, like Beto. He apparently has no problems asking for money, or Bernie. He doesn't have any trouble asking for money. But now, the asking for money quite often is done by other people, or you're given a list of people that you can ask money from that have shown to be willing to give money. My problem last year was that I asked three times for that list and never received it. But anyway, I did ask people for money. I did raise a little bit of money, and I didn't like doing it. I really believe that we should get more and more money out of politics. another reason why I shouldn't run, and it may not have anything to do with you. You might be a lot younger than I am, but I'm not getting younger. And I would be seen probably as an old white guy. And I think that old white guys right now are really at the bottom of the heap. Joe Biden, if he decides to get into the Democratic fray, he will be the old white guy. He's older than I am. Anyway, he's also the front runner as far as polls go. That's another thing that I'm not real fond of is polls. I'm almost positive that they are only slightly right. I needed to be better. One of the reasons that I shouldn't have run is I needed to be better educated about my district. Now, I did go, I did do some surveys and some, I did go in and pull up both Union and Marion County, and I knew how big they were, and I knew how they had voted in the past, and I knew a lot about them. But I really never got to the heart of both of those counties. I didn't know really what made them tick. I don't think my opponent knew it either, but if I had known it and could have articulated it, I think I would have done a better job running for the office. I was not very well known. My opponent happened to be in politics down in Union County. She had been in it for quite a while. And she was supported by the incumbent who was getting out. So she was pretty well known down there. The incumbent was pretty well known here in Marion County because she was a very good politician and went to an awful lot of events. So I was on an uphill battle trying to get to be known. Another reason why I shouldn't have run, if you're thinking about running for office, these things I think apply to all offices, whether it's local, state, or national. I'm not mean enough. I wasn't raised to be mean. I was raised to listen to people and understand and allow them their thoughts. I may not agree with them, but there's no sense in picking a fight because you're not going to change them. You can explain how you are and what your thought process rather than calling somebody stupid. I really hate that, calling somebody stupid. And there are people that I think are stupid, but I won't tell them to their face. I think I'm just not mean enough. You've got to not be afraid if you find out something that's marginally bad about your opponent. There are people that will make the item that they've found out worse than it is and then ballyhoo it to everybody. And I just find that difficult. That's just against the way I was raised as a PK or preacher's kid, as they're called. Another reason why I probably shouldn't have run or should not run, and the reason why I went through this is because I am thinking about running for that office against Mr. Jordan. But my wife isn't going to pack up the bags and get ready to go out on the road, I'm sure. I'm a progressive Democrat, and a progressive Democrat is somebody that's looking forward. Somebody that tries new plans, somebody that works with the general public as opposed to special interest groups. And this is a very Republican district. We like black and white more than we like gray. Let's just leave it at that. Another reason why you should, this may be one of the top reasons if you're thinking about running for office that you back out of it. It's very time consuming. When I was running for state representative, not so much for trustee, I did go out and knock on a lot of doors when I was running for trustee, but even more so with state representative. And the problem was my district covered from the up by the prisons all the way down to entire Union County and a little tiny bit of Dublin. And so it was a big district, and I was gone every weekend, most of the weekend, and gone almost every evening, shaking, going out and talking to people on the street. So it's very, very time consuming. Had to break there for that. That was a big cough, so I forgave myself and turned out the mic. The state and local Democratic Party, this is a reason that I really feel that I did not nearly as well as I had hoped I was going to. The state and the local Democratic parties and the officials really thought I didn't have a chance. There was very, a matter of fact, one of the companies that I went to when I was running for trustee that donated relatively large amount of money, $500, to my campaign, many of them didn't think I had a chance. And I had several people locally tell me they loved what I stood for. They would really support me, but they didn't think I had a chance, so that they weren't going to donate any money to me. If you don't get money, you don't have a chance, apparently, now. Another reason why I'm I probably shouldn't have run, I'm an old white male, and right now old white males are suspect, especially amongst the women voters, and I understand why. I really do. Old white males have done some pretty rotten stuff. As a matter of fact, old white males and young white males have been kind of the forefront of most of our wars, most of our evilness, and that's not, again, not the way I was raised, and I'm afraid that there are people probably that thought, as a matter of fact, I had a lady come up to me at one of my speaking events and say to me, I wasn't going to vote for you because I had seen the picture of you, which told me what she was thinking, and she said, you just didn't seem like somebody I should vote for. Now I've heard you talk, I'm voting for you, which was really nice to hear. But you can't get out and talk to everybody. The one way you can do that is if you have lots of money, you can get out and get on television or get newspaper articles. And that's another problem I had. Both the larger newspapers in Marion and in Union County. Well, in Union County, they're very strongly Republican, and basically didn't care what I had to say. And here, the poor Marion Star has been struggling as their staff has gotten cut back and cut back and cut back. And probably the last reason that I probably shouldn't have run is I have very little personal cash. My wife and I live off of Social Security and a little bit of inheritance that we got, and that's what we're trying to do. And believe me, you're going to spend some of your own money if you run for office. So take that in advisement. Now, as far as I was concerned, that money was good money that I was spending. I was hoping I would get some of it back, and I did. I got enough donors that I didn't really break the bank of the Cobles household. But if you're going to run for office, you need to think about that. Now, I did also on Thursday night start thinking, well, why should I run for office? Now, I'm having this battle in my head of why I will and why I shouldn't run for office. And so I went through the list with myself of why I should run for office. Now, of course, I said, well, my beliefs will help the common man. I'm on the side of labor. I'm on the side of people who are working people. I'm on the side of people that aren't filthy rich. I have nothing against people that make money, a lot of money. I have members of my family that have and still are making a lot of money. One of them actually gave me money for my campaign. But anyway, I felt that my beliefs were what Ohio needed. Ohio needs to get gerrymandering and money reduced in our political world, because it doesn't give the common man, it doesn't give the working stiff a chance to have any say. We will continue to give tax breaks to people in the top 1%. And I know that that's been said an awful lot. And I know it's almost cliche it's been said so much. But I don't know about you, but my tax return was not as much as it had been. And my taxes were just as high as they had always been. I really felt that everybody would want to fight racism or misogyny or sexism or religious intolerance, and I was probably wrong. There are a lot of people throughout this district that have nothing against racism, misogyny, sexism, or religious intolerance. As a matter of fact, one of the points that I disagree with my opponent is based on a religious belief, and I'm not going to get into it. I also felt that I should I would be good at fighting corruption and fighting the lack of transparency in government. That probably, to me, is the keynote of the problems that we have in government right now, the lack of transparency, the ability to tell people lies and act like they're true, even though everybody knows that they're lies. Another reason I should run is I have not been corrupted by money or power. Believe me, nobody's given me big bucks to vote one way or the other or to even get into the office. I am honest. I've told fibs. We've all told fibs. Don't ask my wife. Don't ask my mother. I probably told the most of them to those two people. I really have nothing to hide. I really thought that was a good reason to run. I have nothing to hide. I don't have any skeletons in my closet that might get me embarrassed or might embarrass my family or my political party. So I really thought that was a good point. I believe that my opponent, in this case, Jim Jordan, I really believe that he cares more about power than he cares about our people. I don't think he cares a tinker's damn about the working stiff. I think he cares only about improving the strength of his party and improving his position in the party that he's trying to strengthen. A lot of people like the man, and that's up to them. That's why he's been elected so many times. But he does have some problems. One of the problems, having been an assistant athletic director for as long as I was, I just can't imagine he, as an assistant wrestling coach, didn't know what was going on in the locker rooms that sort of thing, and yet he claims he didn't know anything about the bullying and the meanness that was going on to some of his wrestlers. I really believe that he doesn't care about the people, and that's one of the things that I did care about. I do care about. I'm also open for other opinions, and if you listen to him in some of the more recent things that he's been on, I can't remember what you call them, anyway, where all the senators or legislators get together and grill people, he doesn't seem to be very open-minded. It's his way or you're stupid, or it's his way or you're out of here. And I really believe that we need politicians, whether it's him or me or anybody else, we need politicians to be open. At least listen to what the other person says. Now, you may find out that they're a raving lunatic, but listen. The only way you can really find out if they're a lunatic is if you listen and get to know them a little bit through a discussion. Now I've lost my place in my list of things. I believe that openness is highly important, and I believe that I do have that. I think most people that you would talk to that know me well would say I'm pretty open to listening to what they have to say. Now, I can be kind of pig-headed like others when I think you're just being obnoxious for that sake. But I try to keep my mouth quiet and my ears open when I'm talking to somebody that disagrees with me. I also believe that we have a problem, and this is a big problem, I believe, with the willingness to stand on your principles regardless of your politics. If you believe that if you say something, you won't get elected, and so therefore you don't say something that you should say, I think you should be out of politics. I believe that I was willing, and I've told several people, I'm more than willing to serve only one term. And the reason why I'm willing to serve only one term is because I know that I'm going to say some things and do some things and advance some legislation that other people won't like. Well, the reason why we supposedly have one vote, one person, one vote, which we do not, by the way. But the reason supposedly we have that is so that you can select to get rid of me when I'm wrong. And that's exactly what our democracy is all about. Being able to stand up and say what you believe without fear of that somebody's going to put you in jail. That's why I'm willing to serve one term. As a matter of fact, when I was running for state representative, I told some people I was planning on only running for one term, and state representative is only 2 years. I was planning on only running for 1 year, and I was going to draw within my group of people that helped me run that two-year candidacy or office. I was going to find people that we could pass it on to. I had a lot of young people that worked for me when I was at Ohio University. Probably 200-300 young people went through my office. I think if you interview most of them, they will say I helped them move ahead. It's because I allowed them to do things that I thought they should and could do. And we moved ahead. And if there were problems, we talked about them. One of my favorites, Scott Bova, I remember him well. We had a long argument about why, if you're going to run for office, should you vote in favor of what your constituents want you to run for, or should you vote in favor of what you feel is correct? That answer has never quite been crystal clear to me. I think you kind of do a little of each. But I don't think you should run against something, run against something that you absolutely think is wrong. You should have principles enough to stand up and say, that's a wrong decision and I'm not going to vote for it. Or that's the wrong direction and I'm not going that way. We had a long, good discussion. I think Scott probably won the argument, and I think he believed that you should vote what your constituents want you to vote, whereas I tend to lean the other way. And one of the things why I think I should run is because I like people. I like people a lot. I really enjoy talking to people. I enjoy talking to you every Monday morning on It's a Progressive Life. And I know a lot of you probably are saying, well, I'm an idiot. Glenn Coble is an idiot at times. And my wife does. My children do. So get in the crowd. We're all idiots at some time or another. I really wish I was as smart as some of the young people that are running for office now. I think I'm pretty smart, but some of these people have memories and have recall and have the education to be far ahead of the rest of us. I find it sad to hear that there are people that get into office because their mommies and daddies pay for it. And the reason why they get into office, they get into colleges, Ivy League schools and the like, because mommy and daddy pay for it. I find that sad because we need the smartest people we can get to run this democracy that we have. There are so many nuances to a democracy. Well, contrary to popular belief, we have socialism. We also have capitalism. And it's a blend. It is not one or the other. No matter what you think, it's a blend. We do have socialism and we do have capitalism. But you have to be very, very intelligent to know when one works and the other one doesn't, and vice versa. Anyway, those are the things I think you should think about if you're thinking about getting into office. Those are what I thought about on Thursday night. Now, I would give you the hard and fast decision that I came up with on Thursday night of whether I'm going to get into office or not, but I don't know. if my wife just fell over while she's listening, it's about an 80% chance I'm not going to run. I love the challenge. If you get out there and you get your teeth in the bit and you start moving like I did running for state representative, you really, really love the opportunity of being able to help other people. I also know that with some help, I can raise money, and that's one of the things you got to do. Raising money is tough. If nobody helps you find the people that you can raise money from, and that's kind of what I ran into. Next time I'm going to find it out some other way. I hope the next time a person runs for a Democratic position statewide that they get more help than I got. And I'm not complaining. The people at the Democratic caucus and the Democratic office down in Columbus were wonderful people, and I really enjoyed all of them. Many of them now are no longer with the Democratic caucus because they're really, really smart people, and they get offered other jobs and they move on. That's one of the things about being an old white guy. I'm going to stick wherever I am. I'm not going to get elected and move on to some other challenge. I hope that you think about running for office. I think we should all think about it. If we don't, we're not helping our government. We're not helping the United States. And the United States is a wonderful place to live. We've gotten so many advantages just because of where we were born. Quite frankly, I don't believe that we're owed anything by the United States of America. We were just lucky. We got born here, and we should enjoy it. And I find it hard to say we should take pride in our country. We should take pride in what our people have done for the people that live in our geographical country. But there are wonderful people throughout the world. I'm hoping that the people over in our former country, England. I hope that they find a way through their Brexit problems that they have really a lot of right now. Well, it's about time for me to head out of here. I appreciate you listening to A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. That's me. And I hope you have a wonderful week. It's supposed to get a little warmer as we go along. Let's hope so. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I